Hi, I'm Aubrey. I just turned 30. I'm a writer and comedian from the LA area. I'm interested in Hollywood history and other like very niche subjects. And I like to read and write and make healthy meals, but I'd rather order in. And I've been on 1,000, if not millions of dates. So I'm looking for someone who's comfortable taking someone out and doesn't take themselves too seriously, but also has passion outside of looking for relationships.
The dating scene is brutal. People get hurt, confused, and ghosted. Add a pandemic into the mix, and it's even worse. Luckily, we're here to help. Hey everyone, I'm Tara Michelle, your host. Welcome to Blind Dating, a Spotify original from Parcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It feels like we're all being told to go on this diet, take that supplement. Ozempic will give you depression, but you know what'll cure that? Weed. Or you could try to balance your hormones. At Science Versus, we're like,
what the f*** is going on?
Forget the crap online and listen to Science Versus. Just the facts. Oh, and a bunch of stupid jokes.
What is a ghost's favorite fruit? Booberries.
That's Science VS. New season out on Spotify soon.
All right, today we're bringing back Aubrey, who turned down medical worker Emerson for another shot at love. How you feeling, Aubrey?
I'm excited. I got another chance.
Yes, yay, we love it. Also, happy belated birthday if it was recent.
Thank you. Yeah, it was last week. I'm feeling good. Feeling 30 and flirty.
30, flirty, and thriving.
Absolutely. We'll see.
All right, you already know how this works, but let me give you a little refresher. You're going to go on some virtual dates, but sadly, your date's cameras are going to be off until after you've made your choice. You're going purely off of their personality and not their looks. How do you feel about this?
I think I'm a good judge of character, and I think that people are hot because of their character, so let's do it.
All right, let's meet these awesome matches. First up is John. How's it going, John?
Hey now, pretty great.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about myself. I'm also 30. I'm from the Bay Area originally. Lately, a lot of voice stuff, some writing. Very curious about your comedy career. I'm like, maybe we've crossed paths before. Not sure, but we'll see. I just started doing Pilates, kind of into it. Love it. Some dating history stuff. Been catfished before. Fun stories there. And then, you know, there's stories that aren't so bad. But I guess what I'm looking for, somebody who doesn't take themselves too seriously, but, you know, takes their life seriously. Yeah.
Love that. Well, it's so great to meet you and have you here today.
For sure.
Next up is Brandon. What's going on, Brandon?
Hey, how you doing?
Awesome. Let's hear a little bit more about you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm 30 years old. Happy belated birthday as well, Aubrey.
Thank you.
Definitely. I'm from the South, Lithonia, Georgia, to be exact. So I guess you can say I'm a Southern gentleman. Definitely have a strong passion for people. So I'm also a motivational speaker. In my spare time, I do like making people laugh as well. So hopefully, Aubrey, we can make each other laugh. But overall, I just got a big heart. You know, I've been ghosted. I've been kind of, you know, catfish. I wouldn't say kind of, but you know, long story short, catfish as well. And then overall, I'm just here to have a great time. So let's see what's going on.
Oh man, everybody's been catfish. That's so upsetting. Well, I look exactly how I sound. So don't either of you worry about that.
How are you feeling so far, Aubrey?
I feel great. Yeah, this is wild. thanks for choosing these lovely gentlemen for me.
We try our best over here at Blind Dating.
It shows.
Well, let's not waste any more time and let's move on to the dates. All All right, everyone, it's time for the group date. We're going to play Never Have I Ever. I'll give you some fun Never Have I Ever questions, and each of you will respond. So here we go. Never have I ever hitchhiked. John?
Never have picked up hitchhikers.
Ooh, how'd that go?
It was great. It was just some kids skateboarding and they wanted to go down a big hill.
I like that.
Yeah.
Brandon, have you?
Oh, absolutely. I have hitchhiked before in high school. It's crazy because there was this popular group. I forget the name of them, but they were known as like jerking back in the high school days. Went to a concert that I wasn't supposed to go to. Didn't have a ride home. Had to walk like almost 10 miles home.
Oh my God. Yeah, I understand wanting to hitchhike. Aubrey, have you ever hitchhiked?
No, I don't. I feel very boring for this question, but I've never hitchhiked. Maybe I've like met somebody at a party and like zhuzhed them up and been like, hey, you want to give me a ride home? But that's it.
Okay. Never have I ever gone hunting. John, have you?
Nah, never been hunting. Not really into it now.
Fair enough. Brandon? Yeah.
Yes, I've been hunting. You know, I'm from the deep south, so we used to hunt deer, bring home deer meat. It was the freshest thing ever.
Wow.
Aubrey, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I like fresh food. I do. I like organic food also, straight from farm to mouth. Is that what the farm to
farm
table?
Farm to fork or farm fork to fork. Table.
Yeah, that sounds cool. Yeah.
Have you ever been hunting, Aubrey?
I haven't been hunting. I don't feel that I have the spirit for it. I killed a spider yesterday and I'm still kind of praying after it.
Oh, wow.
R.I.P. spider.
Yeah.
Never have I ever had someone slap me across the face. John?
I have. I was really little though.
Oh, ouch.
It was just like a friend, a neighbor, and then I don't know, I did something stupid.
Brandon, have you ever been slapped in the face?
Yes, absolutely. I think I was probably like 23, 24 years old by my mom. I accidentally left the bottle of water in the basket at the store and she slapped me into next week. And so, but yeah, it was kind of gruesome.
Oh my God. Aubrey.
So you just forgot something at the store?
Yeah, I forgot the bottle of water that my mom actually bought. And then she went, pow, you left it there. And I was just like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
dang.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, I see her point.
Yeah, she made her point. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess
I'm
wasted
sure you
her
haven't
money.
Forgotten something at the store since then.
Yeah, I definitely have not. Sometimes I try not to be paranoid about it.
Oh my God. Aubrey, have you ever been slapped across the face?
I've probably also been slapped by my mother in the face. It's been a while and, you know, I've had a lot of nights of sleep since, so I don't recall.
Okay. All right. Well, that was super, super fun. Very interesting. Let's move on to the one-on-one dates now. All right, Brandon's in the waiting room, and it's time for John and Aubrey's one-on-one date. Aubrey, this is your chance to see if your values align with John's. You came prepared with some questions that are important to you for your ideal partner. Go ahead and ask John your questions.
Okay, John. So who is the romantic comedy actress that you imprinted on as a child?
Imprinted on?
Yeah, like what was your first one that you were like, this is my gal, you know?
I want to say Mandy Moore, because I saw A Walk to Remember.
Oh,
and
that's
like, yeah, that's one of the few movies I've like actually gotten sad at. Like it's that and The Green Mile.
That's so crazy because, I don't know The Green Mile. I used to be in this acting class and I did a scene from A Walk to Remember. And I loved acting as Mandy Moore's character so much because, you know, it's just like a cool role. So, John, I have a second question for you. If I had like a stain on my pants or something in my teeth in public, how would you go about telling me, or would you even notice?
I would absolutely notice, and I would tell you immediately.
But would there be any like cushioning or any like, hey, by the way, like take me aside, or would you tell me in front of all of our friends?
Maybe just a subtle little whisper. I'm not trying to blow up your spot or anything, but you know, all get things in our teeth sometimes. We all sit in chocolate and then it gets mistaken for something else.
All right. Okay, so classy, graceful. I appreciate that. That's definitely cool.
For sure.
Yeah. So what do you like? What do you like to do on the weekends?
On the weekends? I mean, lately, very glad movie theaters are opening again. Big movie guy. I love the experience. And I love that I'm one of those weirdos. I'll go to movies alone. So.
Oh, I do that too.
Oh, yeah.
I do that too. Yeah. One time I went to a movie alone and my ex's best friend was there with his girlfriend. And I said, oh, I'm just here alone. And she goes, that's so sad. And I was like, it's actually just me living my life. You know, I enjoy movies. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you don't want to like have to look over at somebody and be like, this guy, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'll go some friends like they're bottle crinklers. And I'm like, I can't be here with you. So this isn't going to work.
Just so rude. Yeah. My friend likes to bring tomato soup into theaters. She's very bold.
I don't like your friend.
You don't like my friend. That's fair. Okay. I'm writing that down.
Okay, John, you're going into the waiting room and we're going to bring in Brandon for his one-on-one date with Aubrey.
Have fun.
Thank you.
All right, Brandon, Aubrey has some very important questions to see if your values align. Aubrey, take it away.
This question is extremely important. Do you prefer to be more fashionable, less fashionable, or about the same as your partner? It's a tricky one.
I would say about the same.
About the same?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. I would say so too. I mean, that's what I would prefer, that someone would like kind of care to, but what's your sense of style?
My sense of style is more so like I've been more into like the gentleman's look nowadays because most of the time, you know, at work, I'm wearing button ups, collar shirts, nice shirts. So I have a collection of, you know, nice wear. But I also like to keep it, as they say, GQ. Color reflects my personality. So I definitely like sometimes to be out there with color, but I also like to keep it low key with probably blacks, dark grays. I guess depending on, you know, how I feel, but I definitely try to dress it up. I'm a simple guy. I don't really like wearing like name brands. I'm a firm believer of man making the clothes, not clothes make the man. So.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I like to find kind of one of a kind pieces. So that's like, that's where I'm at with fashion. Like, I don't wear the same kind of shirt twice unless it's like, you know, a graphic tee or whatever. But like, I like ruffles and I like stripes and stuff like that. But it's like, I want it to be fashion and I want it to be muted and like cool, you know?
Yeah, yeah, of course. I like that.
And I have another question for you. What's your go-to takeout order and do you share?
My go-to, I've been on a lot of organic vegan type options lately. So somewhere, depends on where I am, but if I'm at home, my go-to would probably be Baja Fresh, probably DoorDash some Baja Fresh. Once in a while, I may have like some thin crust pizza from Pizza Hut because they make the pizza super fresh where I'm at. It's the best ever. And yeah, so probably like I try to stay on the healthy tip, but you know, I got cheat days here and there.
Did you say if you share though?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I do share. I always ask the question like, does somebody want some of this? And if not, then I just go in on it. So
ooh, I love someone who can eat what I'm not going to eat because I feel so guilty not finishing my food. So I
I
can be like, I'm done. And then someone else eats my food.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy that. So
awesome. Yeah, good match. Cool.
Okay, and with that, the one-on-one dates are over. Brandon, I'm going to put you back into the waiting room while I chat with Aubrey.
Okay, cool.
All right, Aubrey, how are you feeling after asking your questions?
I'm more confused than ever. They're really interesting guys. They're totally different. They both have lots of pros to them. Very fashion or comedy, you know, like which one do I pick? I don't know.
Do you have any idea of who you're gonna pick?
I think I have somebody in mind. I think that I've chosen.
Okay, well, coming up, we'll find out Aubrey's choice. Will it be John or will it be Brandon? Welcome back, everyone. When we left off, Aubrey had just had her one-on-one dates with John and Brandon. We've got everyone back in the room now, and it's time to get down to it. Aubrey, which of these two matches are you going to choose?
Well, I really liked talking with both of you, and so many pros to both of you. But I think today that I'm going to choose Brandon.
Cool. I love it.
John, we had so much fun with you today. Do you mind turning your camera on really quickly so we could say goodbye?
Oh, yeah, go for it. Hello.
Hi, that's John. Me. Hi. He's a cutie, by the way, listeners. So sorry that it didn't work out.
It's okay. I forgive you.
I think it's just that, like, I don't necessarily want to date someone in, like, the comedy realm.
Oh, I totally get that.
Thank you so much for being here, John. It was so great meeting you, and I wish you the best of luck.
For sure. You too.
All right, Aubrey, I know that was really hard, but it's just us in here now. Paint us a little picture. What did John look like?
He was really cute, a little fresh face looking. His voice doesn't necessarily match his face. He looks a little bit younger than his voice, which was interesting.
Would you say you were into him physically?
No, I don't think so. I think that okay. He's cute, but not my type.
Totally fair. Are you excited to see what Brandon looks like?
Absolutely.
All right, enough of all this talking. Let's bring him back so you can see. All right, the time is finally here. You guys are both going to turn your cameras on so you can see each other. Here we go. On one, three, two, one.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
I love gallery view. It's good. How are you? Hi.
I'm good. Oh, good. Nice to see you.
I like
you.
The polka dots.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Oh, and you've got a backdrop too. Are you working from home?
I am. This is kind of like my curtains or drapes in the back. So I just was like, let me just use this as a backdrop.
All right. I've still got some questions for the both of you. So we're going to chat separately a little bit more. Okay, Aubrey, we put Brandon into the waiting room and we want to hear your honest thoughts. What did you think of him?
I think he's cute. He's got great teeth and he looks clean cut. He's wearing like polka dot shirt, which, you know, it's festive. he looks like a good, fun time, like someone that I'd like to hang out with.
Would you say he's your type?
Not necessarily on paper. He looks maybe a little bit more clean cut than someone I would usually date. But I'm willing to see where it goes because nothing's worked so far.
Well, we love to hear it. Okay, well, we're going to chat with Brandon a little bit too. So we're going to put you into the waiting room just for a bit and we will see you soon.
Perfect.
Hey, Brandon, since you've finally seen Aubrey, tell us what she looks like physically.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really, you know, take a look at her physically. I just saw her eyes, but definitely she seems like a really cool person, definitely to get to know.
Are you feeling any vibes here? You can be honest with us.
I think it's too early to tell, to be honest, because it's not like we had a lot of one-on-one time and she was the only one that was able, asking me questions. So, you know, we didn't have a back and forth type of conversation, so... You know, possibly, though. Definitely, I felt some good vibes there on the interview.
Yeah, on the interview. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's bring Aubrey back really quickly because there's one final thing that we have to take care of.
Okay.
All right, we've got everyone back in the room. So this is going to get a little weird, but we have one more decision to make. And Brandon, this one's on you. I'm just going to tell it like it is. You can choose to either go on a social distance date with Aubrey, or you can choose to come back and be on a future episode of Blind Dating, where we'll set you up with two new matches. What do you think?
Well, yeah, definitely. During this time, I actually enjoyed it. You know, it was really cool. Definitely getting to know Aubrey for the time being. I just think that at this time, you know, I would want somebody that's more so like, I guess, outgoing as far as personality wise. So I would choose to come back to actually choose two dates, between two dates.
Wow. Yeah, I guess, you know, rejection happens to everybody. And there's a first time for everything for me. And that's totally cool. I get it. Absolutely. You know, I like to be a performer on stage, but I do like to kind of veg out and be more chill in my personal life. And so that makes total sense.
But definitely it would be cool to connect, you know, maybe write some comedy sometime.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's link up.
So sorry, Aubrey, this didn't work out romantically, but we have a new connection and networking experience here. So you know what? We got something out of it, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you, both of you, so much for being here. And Brandon, we'll be speaking to you soon.
Absolutely. Sounds like fun.
Thanks for listening to Blind Dating. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Parcast and on Twitter at Parcast Network. For more episodes of Blind Dating, follow us on Spotify and check out other Parcast shows, all available on Spotify or anywhere you listen to podcasts. I'm your host, Tara Michelle. Tune in next week for a new romance or a total rejection. Want to try your luck at finding your perfect match? Or do you have a single friend looking for love? Just go to parcast.com/blinddating to submit yourself or nominate someone to be on Blind Dating. You can also email blind-dating-casting@spotify.com and tell us a little bit about yourself. Can't wait to hear from you and good luck. Blind Dating is executive produced by Max Cutler and is a Spotify original from Parcast. It was created by John Cohen, sound design by Kristen Acevedo with associate sound design by Juan Borda. It's produced by John Cohen, Kristen Acevedo, and Tristan McNeil. It's associate produced by Alex Trickfedatir. Production assistance by Ron Shapiro. And I'm your host, Tara Michelle.